Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into another episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a special guest live in studio, Chef Carlos Garza from Carnival, one of the more unique restaurants in all of Chicago I've been to. The interior of Carnival is unlike any other restaurant, I think, in Chicago, the design of it all. And the food, of course, is delicious. If you haven't been to Carnival, it's part of Fulton Market. You see the big mural when you're driving by on the highway. And it is a really unique experience when you are in there, Chef.
Oh, yeah. It's just an amazing and unique restaurant in Chicago. We're facing 20 years.
Wow.
And the city of Chicago, which represents like an institution in Chicago, we're serving Latin food with all different type of flavors, basing and supporting the farmers of the Midwest, but also bringing the background of the Latin culture from all South America, Central, the Caribbean, Mexico, a little bit of everything. And that's what we bring for over years, just to bring the flavors and the explosion of that into the table.
And how would you describe just the overall dining experience at Carnival, which is, again, very unique?
It's just like as it is. Once you get there, you see the vibrant colors and, you know, flavors once you start eating the food. And that's what I match with the colorful of the main dining and the explosion of the flavors that we bring on every dish. You know, so that's, yeah, that's what I represent. And then, like I said, basic. And I do believe in a lot of serving sustainable, clean, organic food, you know, supporting the halal meat, dry age. I mean, I'm just very proud. Also, not to mention that we have a beautiful garden, rooftop garden, where we get all the nice peppers, herbs, tomatoes, especially that tomato season that is now. Once you try those, and you'll have it in a little bit.
are more and more restaurants doing that? These, whether it's, you know, rooftop garden or garden in the backyard, whatever it might be. It feels like more and more are kind of gravitating towards that. Is that been something you guys have been doing for a while?
For a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's for a long time. This is not just a trend that we're coming up with it. This has been going for years because I do believe in that type of food, that type of flavors, and that type of connections with the food. And it's been there for years that since I've been doing it.
What's your favorite dish on the menu?
I do have, I like
braised
meat.
I want to hear it straight from the chef. He loves all his children,
you,
yes, but
I can tell you a lot of them. But one of them, I love braising meat. I love my braised short rib. It comes with rainbow grits.
Oh, yeah.
Those rainbow grits are from one of our local Illinois cornfields. And they just stone grind, old school. It's just amazing to me.
And we're getting to that time of year, the fall and the winter. And I know we have a special, you guys have a special menu coming up here, but like in the fall and the winter, I'm with you, Chef. I'd love just putting some meat into a pot with a whole bunch of good ingredients.
That's exciting.
And letting it low and slow, right? And just filling up your home with amazing, you know, smells and the flavor. I'm right there with you. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, speaking of the unique experience at Carnival, you are preparing for this unique experience for restaurant,
yes,
and goers and visitors coming up. Can you tell us about that, the Kamal experience, and how you're preparing for it?
So basically, it's a new experience that we're bringing to the table, bringing one side of the restaurant and turning more into the chef's table. And it's not really as the,
I
we
know,
talk about it earlier.
We were talking about the Netflix TV show Chef's Table, gotcha, and I was like, you're going to have to tell me what you mean by Chef's,
yeah,
Table, even though that's the most gorgeous show on Netflix ever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I mentioned it. We're taking one side of the restaurant open to public. They can see you cooking in front of one. It's an experience like between 8 or 9 courses. The concept comes with Komal. We're thinking that the name behind of Komal is basically like a round piece of metal mm-hmm. that we use in our culture from South America, Central Caribbean. And it's more like a flat top, but it's just cooked with open fire. And that's what the name of it. And the name behind of it, you know, after going, because like I said, we had one at home,
yeah.
you know, cooking on them. And that's why the name came up, because we're cooking most of the 8 or 9 courses out of the Komal, which is translated, and back in like years, it comes from the Aztec War of Komali. And yet over years, you know, the war started to get more yeah. refining the war and come up into that Komal version.
Gotcha.
And that's basically, we're cooking there. Like I said, 8 or 9 courses is a mm-hmm. unique experience. I'm going to be behind us there.
So they'll be kind of watching you.
Yeah.
Right. What's there, that like for a chef?
It's just.
You got eyeballs on you while you're cooking.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's an experience for 6 people. I got 6 of them mm-hmm. sitting in front of me, and I'm going to be preparing every single dish.
Yeah.
Just from the beginning to the end, bringing the nice experience, explaining the dish, the food, every single thing is going to be, I think it's just an amazing experience, and we're giving to everyone.
Yeah. So it's like inviting them to your home almost,
it's
right?
basically what it is.
Yeah.
Cooking behind the kitchen counter and cooking there, bringing the food.
And this is Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays each week. You can book the experience via talk or call the restaurant 312-850-5005. $175 per person. How did you guys decide to come up with this? Was you just looking for something unique, trying to mix things up a little bit different?
It's just that side of the station of the restaurant, it mm-hmm. was the seafood bar. And we were serving the ceviche, guacamole, and over time, you know, we were just seeing like what can we do different gotcha. Since the ceviche bar and the seafood bar has been here since, you know, day one.
Yeah.
And so the talk started to like do something different.
Okay.
And that's how we're like, okay, I think this can just be the chef's table where we can just cook and present 8 or 9, you know, course meal and explain, talk about it, make it fun.
I love that.
Pairing with drinks as well. So it's all connected.
I love that. So this has been almost 20 years now for Carnival in this location, the Fulton Market area. Which is just, I mean, it's become one of the spots in all of Chicago to go with all of the restaurants. And Carnival is kind of one of the anchors for that area. How long have you been there and how much growth have you seen of that area of Chicago?
I got to tell you, I've been there for a long time
yeah.
working as a chef of Carnival. But I've seen the Fulton Market area just growing that 20 years ago or maybe 25 years ago. Didn't even cross my mind that it was going
right.
the way it is now.
Yeah.
Because I used to work in a Cuban restaurant a long time ago, speaking like over 20-some years, and it was a completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different. Now I see the Fulton Market. And I got to tell you, Carnival 20 years ago was the first restaurant opening around the Fulton Market mm-hmm. district. And then from there, now you see what Fulton Market is. It's just loaded with nice restaurants. But we were the first ones, you know, getting mm-hmm. there and opening the doors for everyone just to get to the Fulton Market.
And again, for anybody who hasn't been to Carnival, it's more than just a meal. And outside of just the chef's table experience, it's a full production inside Carnival, right? I mean, you're getting a show. You're getting it is totally a different sort of experience than just sitting and having a meal with some friends. I mean, you're really taking in a show, an experience.
Yes. Thursdays, we have some like pop-up entertainment just to bring some of the Carnival, you know, taste yeah. of it. And Fridays as well, some samba dancers, you know, and we do different type of events as well. We're coming out with Dia de los Muertos as well buffet,
nice.
Which is becoming more and more popular in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we want to take that part since we're a Latin restaurant and really take that and do it. So we're going to have a buffet on Dia de los Muertos, and also a pop-up entertainment on November 2nd.
Nice.
You know, so...
Always something going on.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It is something going on. And like I said, I just do focus more also on the food, just to make sure everyone that goes there, you know, have a good experience with whatever they order from the menu. And it doesn't have to be like a, just a show night. You know, it can just be a date to go and have fun, have an amazing steak, anything that's on the menu, and then just have fun with it.
I love it. Mike, anything else for Chef here?
Yeah, so if I was going to book with my wife to do the Kamal experience, what are some things I could look forward to in those 8 courses? Not everything, but what are some things I could look forward
to?
So
for this one, we're focusing a lot more into the Brazilian cuisine.
Nice.
And what we're going to do is, by the time keeps going, we're going to change different countries. So we're starting from Brazil.
Cool.
And then I might go and take Colombia, Cuba, you know, Peru, Venezuela, Argentina. So that's the experience. And for this one, for this one specifically, it starts with the Brazilian, you know, toast behind. So we're going to have the classic moqueca, which is like the Brazilian coconut seafood stew. You know, we're going to have some foie gras. It's just something different, scallop ceviche with caviar, but also with the Latin twist and touch of it. So
that's gotta be exciting for you as a chef, right? Where you can continue to change and evolve and develop new menus.
Oh, of course, it's just fun. Like I mentioned, it is just thinking about, okay, now what are we doing?
Yeah,
we're gonna focus on Brazil. Yeah. Now, what's the next country? Let me explore and go deep into the culture, the roots, and then get connected with it. And just get it going.
What is a day in the life of a chef like? What is it like being in the kitchen every day? There's so, you know, the bear has kind of opened up that conversation, and there's so many foodies in this town, and people love the culinary world here in Chicago.
We have a unique town.
I know. We got everything you could want here.
Restaurants. You know, you can find culture. You know, different type of foods, different, like, it's just everywhere. I think it's just a beautiful town, Chicago, for foodies.
Yeah, you are not allowed to be bored in this city.
No, seriously. Not at all. No. Not at all. And like I said, for me, it's just being in the kitchen. I just love it.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's my playground.
Yeah.
You know, like a kid in the playground over summertime.
Oh, yeah.
But he's just running around.
Yeah.
It's the same way. I just take it as the same way. Just having fun and going back and forth, since it's a big building, it's a big playground that I can be running around everywhere and checking everywhere.
I love that. Chef, thank you so much for coming in. And be sure to check out the Kamal Experience at Carnival. You can book it on TOC, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 o'clock. $175 a person, totally worth it. You get to watch Chef Carlos Garza do his thing at Carnival, a real special experience here in Chicago. Chef, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you. Thank you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chef.
For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thanks again to Chef. And thank you for listening to Chicago's Very Own Eats.